Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Bijanna Valabha Girivara Dhari Jai Gopi Janna Valabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Bijanna Valabha Girivara Dhari Jai Gopi Janna Valabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe Jai Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotara Sata Shishya Madhyabhangra Sesi Bhakti Viranta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Nitalira Pivishta Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotara Sata Shishya Madhyabhangra Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Ajamila, text number 47. Vartamanon yo kalo. Vartamananayokalo Gunabhigyapakoyata Evam janmanyayoretad Dharma dharma nidarshanam Vartamanon yayo kalo Gunabhigyapakoyata Evam janmanyayoretad Dharma dharma nidarshanam Vartamanam yayo kalo Gunabhi gyapakoyata Evam janman yayo retad Dharma dharma nidarshanam Manon yet Yokalo. Nabi Yampo Yata. Evang Janman Yoretan. Dharma Dharma de Darshanam. Mataji. Vartamana, the present, anyayo, of the past and future, kala, time, guna avijapaka, making known the qualities, yata, just as, evam, thus, janma, birth, anyayo, of the past and future births, etat, this, dharma, religious principles, adharma, irreligious principles, Nidarshanam, indicating. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Just as springtime in the present indicates the nature of springtimes in the past and future, so this life of happiness, distress, or a mixture of both gives evidence concerning the religious and irreligious activities of one's past and future lives. Please repeat. Just as springtime in the present indicates the nature of springtimes in the past and future, so this life of happiness, distress, or a mixture of both, gives evidence concerning the religious and irreligious activities of one's past and future lives. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Our past and future are not very difficult to understand. For time is under the contamination of the three modes of material nature. As soon as spring arrives, the usual exhibition of various types of fruits and flowers automatically become manifest. And therefore, we may conclude that spring in the past was adorned with similar fruits and flowers, and that and will be so adorned in the future also. A repetition of birth and death is taking place within time, and according to the influence of the modes of nature, we are receiving various types of bodies. and being subjected to various conditions. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So tomorrow is a very special day, Divine Appearance Day, Srimati Radharani. We heard so many wonderful qualities, Lalita, Vishaka, Radhashyama Sundar. Tomorrow we'll hear more about the transcendental qualities of Sri Radhika, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshware, Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hare Priye. Vrindavaneshwari, the Queen of Vrindavan, giving inspiration for everyone for devotional service. So today we're reading about our condition in this material existence. How we're entrapped in material life. Yeah. And as Prabhupada says here, it's not difficult to understand just by seeing springtime, the nature of springtime when the flowers are blooming and the sun is shining, the certain type of atmosphere, that springtime in the past like that and in the future will be like that. So the happiness and distress that we're all feeling is a result of our activities, is a result of our karma. So Krishna manifested this material existence, this pradhana, material elements, and for some reason we want to live separately from Krishna, live in this material existence, wanting to enjoy, and it's not understood fully how it is that we misuse our minute independence, but we've misused it and we find ourselves here in this world. Some are happy, some are miserable, but even those who are happy, it's very temporary in this life. So our past and future are dependent on how we act and how we work in this material existence. So this mayajak chena prakriti suyate sa chara charam hetuna nena konteya jagat viparivartate. This material energy is working under Krishna's energy. And without Krishna manifesting himself or enlivening this material existence, there would be no material world. There would be no modes of material nature. And even the body, which is covering the spirit soul, is just a temporary manifestation. So after many, many lifetimes, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, that we're wandering throughout this universe in various lifetimes, from higher planets to lower planets, in various forms of life. And Krishna, being our father, a parent is naturally very much attached to the child. You see how the parents are very careful to take care of the comforts of the child, make sure that they're not in a difficult situation, a fearful situation. Are you eating? And if there's any health issues, immediately they want to give medicine, take care. So Krishna, the Supreme Father, the Father of everyone, and Srimati Radharani is His internal potency, His power, His energy. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He's non-different than the combination of Radha and Krishna together. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He appeared because of love and affection, wanting to understand what is that attraction that Srimati Radharani has for me. He wanted to experience the mood of a devotee, of a bhakta, at the same time to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls, at least those who are fortunate enough. It's described that one has to be fortunate to accept this medicine, to accept this blessing. And we have to understand that we have been blessed, that Srila Prabhupada is the personification of the Guru Parampara, and there is no knowledge, Vedic knowledge, this Vedaischa Sarvara Aham Eva Vedyo. Krishna, He says, I am the source of all knowledge. I am Vedanta. And the first created being was Lord Brahma. So who was He to hear from? There was no one else around. So Tene Brahma Hrida Adikavaye Muyanti Yasuryaha. The Lord, in His heart, He's also in all of our hearts, Sarvasya Chahang Hridi Sanavishto, that Krishna, not only does He manifest in every atom of the universe, He activates all the universal material elements, but also He's within our heart, He's guiding us. So He disclosed this knowledge, Vedic knowledge, to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma to Narada, to Vyasadeva. And this same transcendental knowledge that our Father is giving to all of us who are struggling and suffering with the five senses in the mind, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma karataham iti manyate. This ahankara, originally we're all transcendental spirit souls, just like pure, unadulterated water, crystal clear. But it's been contaminated. Our consciousness has been covered over by this ego, by material desire, desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. And because this ego has covered our intelligence, we start identifying more with the body than our true self. We're eternal, everlasting, undying, primeval. So how does fear come in? Because of the time factor. Krishna is time. And because we wanted to live the life of illusion, He created all these elements. And they have ignorance, passion, goodness. In the third canto, Kapila Deva explains to Devahuti the intricacies, the intricate workings of material modes of nature, how it was all created, and how the coverings are keeping us illusioned. Otherwise, we are eternal spirit souls. So the purpose of this Vedic knowledge, the Guru Parampara, and Srila Prabhupada carrying this treasure, this message of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And we were hearing yesterday of how Lalita is working very hard to make it difficult for Krishna to meet Srimati Radharani. But somehow, due to Krishna's intense desire to be with her, he makes arrangements and she becomes very happy. So these are very elevated topics. So they pick me to speak on regular modes of material nature. They know I'm expert at being in the modes of material nature. So we have to hear that we are not this body. Dehi no smenya tade he komarang yovanang jarata tade hantara praptir diras tatra namuyati. One who's dira, who's fixed in intelligence, even though he may understand we're not the material body, but then what's next? What do we do? If we're not the body, and my energy and my activities are not simply meant to, you know, cater to the body and pamper the body and do only those things which make me happy, then if I'm spirit soul, I'm eternally the part of Krishna, Jivera Swarup Hoy, Krishner Nitya Das. We're eternal souls, then after having some realization that we're not the body, we have to engage in spiritual activities. Bhakti, yoga. Yoga means to link with God. Nobody likes to be miserable. Everyone wants to be happy, but we're going about it in the wrong way because we're thinking that if I have a big bank balance, if I have the nicest clothes, the fastest and newest car, and the best toys, you know, I need iPhone 6 Deluxe, you know, the bigger one, because, you know, make me more happy if I have the best iPad and all the toys and nice home, so many children that could care less about me. We've seen so much suffering, no matter how hard you try to have a family life and take care of family nicely. What do? It's caused a lot of pain and anxiety. But still, because we're in the bodily concept, we're thinking, just like Arjuna, many places is describing that Arjuna, of course, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Radhesham Shri Shri Gornitai, because he was playing our role of being completely immersed in the bodily platform, but these are my cousins, these are my uncles, generals, teachers, grandfather, children. And if I engage in this warfare, if I listen to what you have to say, Krishna, then I am acting irreligiously. But Krishna, he convinced that, no, this is not, you're eternal. Everything's temporary. But by engaging in my devotional service, there's no question of irreligion. Just like we hear how the gopis at night went to see Krishna in the forest. This is considered irreligious. How is it young girls are going at dead of night to meet a young boy? But because it's for Krishna's pleasure, this is our true identity. Not that we're saying that we should do anything irreligious, but the point that Krishna's instructions, Krishna's teachings, and Krishna's love are real. And this is where we should put our energy, we should put our time to awaken our spiritual identity, to engage ourselves enthusiastically. What did the Goswamis do? Utsahan nishchayat daryat tat tat karma parvartanat. Although Raghunath Das Goswami was only eating a little bit of butter or cream cheese, I'm not sure, but he was eating every other day just a small little pat of butter. But it's not that he was performing false austerity. They were very, very wealthy families, very erudite scholars, powerful ministers, so much opportunity for wealth and so-called enjoyment in this world, but they gave it all up and performed some tapasya, very austere tapasya, but not that we should try to imitate. But the enthusiasm was there. There were, Radha, Krishna, where are you? Are you by Govardhan? Are you by Jamuna? And they're feeling intense separation. They were cultivating this mood of devotion, of intense separation from Radha and Krishna. So how will we develop that desire? That we have so much energy, and one in the mode of passion uses his energy to make a big business, a big kingdom, make all kinds of facilities to advance in material life. But we see that this is not happiness, because The time factor. What is the real problems in life? Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Doshandu, Darshanam. We're going to get old. All your teeth will fall out. You need glasses. Your hair falls out. Your body wrinkles up, dries up, and you die. And so what if we have some people have a little plaque remembering us. All that is finished. So according to our activities, our next life, we're going to get another body. And that body will be understood because of our activities. But we want to be happy. So my friend is here. Brahmabhuta prasanatma nashochati nakankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labhatevaram. This Brahmabhuta, this transcendental happiness. I remember, I think it was 1993, I was in Los Angeles. They asked me to give class and I quoted that verse. And he remembers from our old days in Miami, he says, you know, every time you give class, you chant that Brahmabhuta prasanatma nashochati nakankshati. So we had to chant that. Because in Krishna in the 18th chapters, giving the secret of how to become prasanatma, happy. Put everything else aside. Everyone wants happiness. Everyone wants to be joyful. And Srimati Radharani will give us that opportunity. Because if one is chanting enthusiastically with desire, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is sound vibration. This whole material universe is created by sound. From sound, everything is manifest. And the modes of material nature are created by sound. And how to become free from all that, and how to dissolve all the impurities, this Chaito Darpana Marjanam, is by the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. And who do we address first? Srimati Radharani. Because she's very dear to Krishna. Just like in the morning, we also worship Tulsi Devi. Because Tulsi Devi Priya, she's very dear to Krishna. And by the blessings of Srimati Tulsi Devi, this potency, and Srimati Radharani, when she sees that someone is enthusiastically chanting and is not looking simply to criticize others, find fault with others, I think we should think more about how to purify our own dirty hearts and how to make spiritual advancement and simply not try to learn lessons by observing all the faults of others. This Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would not hear if someone would start speaking ill in a bad way of someone, he'd immediately go away. Didn't want to hear about it. So there are many bad things in this world. There are many bad people. But we have the best of good people. We have Srila Prabhupada. We have those devotees who are following in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the incarnation of God. The Father never ceases to give mercy. He appears again and again. We were discussing yesterday, every 4 billion years Krishna appears. So it's like yesterday he appeared. And then not only yesterday, but in the afternoon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago. So it just says, and if you look at time, billions and billions of years, we are so fortunate, so lucky to be here now. And we could be anywhere. You could be in you know, streets of New York or London or in the slums somewhere, you know, somewhere in China. You could be in the middle of all that rage going on in Europe. You know, people are fleeing for their lives because of the bodily consciousness. Oh, you are Muslim, I am Hindu, and he is Christian, he is this and that. So all the religious activities which are on the bodily platform cause fighting and war. So you want to become prasanatma. You don't want to identify with all these bodily distinctions. You want to identify that gopi bharatu pada kamalayor das 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 anudas. I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis, of Krishna's representatives. So this is Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness awakens our consciousness. Because the yogis, they're all striving, they want to achieve some perfection. And people sometimes have many conferences and bring all the religious leaders together, the great thinkers, so they can try to, you know, so they can pursue what is self-realization. But Prabhupada comes and says, we know what the goal of life is. We know who God is. We have His address. We have His teachings. He'll speak to you directly. You follow this simple process, and we'll introduce you to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundar. There's no doubt. There's no, not we're striving for self-realization. You immediately avoid the long, long staircase. One shot, you get in the elevator, you go to the top, the topmost planet. Not only do you go to the spiritual world, but you go to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is playing with the cowherd boys. The cowherd, all the cowherds are chanting Krishna's glories. And this is something that's available, and it's a process. We have to follow the process. You can't expect being in a disease condition of life that, oh, the doctor is giving me some medicine, and once you get free from the medicine, I'm okay now. No. Now that you have a healthy existence, you have to use your energy for Krishna's service. This is the process of bhakti. This is what Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada showed by his personal example. He wasn't simply going to different palatial homes and sleeping and enjoying all the best of what's available. He was not even sleeping. He'd get up early to hear from the translating this Bhagavad Purana, Bhagavad Gita, reading or just bringing the essence of all the acharyas and putting it in such a way suitable for our understanding. Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel, age of darkness. You know, we're very slow in spiritual advancement, mundane consciousness, and we have no interest. But Prabhupada made it so attractive that everyone became, when Prabhupada would finish a class, Jai Srila Prabhupada, everyone, you could feel their appreciation, you could feel their excitement, enthusiasm. So we should not waste time. Time is the fear factor, and time is represented by Krishna. Krishna is time. And if we're wasting our time simply in mundane activities, wasting our time in useless talk, prajalpa, that time cannot be purchased back, no matter how wealthy you are. So our happiness and distress, our path, our future is determined by our activities now. And by acting in devotional service, by acting in Krishna consciousness, our future is no more material body. It's going back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. We may think that maybe it's not possible because I have a lot of dirt to clean up. You know, sometimes you have a big job, you know, you think, oh, how am I ever going to deal with this mess? There's dirt everywhere. But just apply ourselves, you know, this chanting, regular chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even those symptoms of our past life, sometimes we have weaknesses and different. I remember my temple commander telling me back in the early days, I just saw him, that, you know, at first, when he first joined, we had addiction of smoking cigarettes. It was very difficult. But after chanting the holy name, after some time, that desire went away. So we all have certain addictions in this material existence and certain chains which are holding us. But stay in the association of devotees. Continue hearing and chanting, and then the heart will be cleansed. And this process of Krishna consciousness is joyful. Raja Vidya Raja Goyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prakishavam Ganam Dharmyam Shushukam Kartam Avyayam. It's very joyful. Is the king of education. And how can you be so fortunate as to be sitting in front of Sri Sri Gornitai and Krishna Balaram? This is their home. They play in Ramanreti. Their feet were here. Govardhan, Radhakun, Shamakun, you know, the Parikram path you're going around. So this is all Krishna's place. Lalita, Vishaka, Radhashama Sundar. You know, every morning when you sing Jai Radha Madhava, this is a perfect depiction, a vision of the spiritual kingdom. So we should hear. The more we hear, submissively we hear, Prabhupada made the remark that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta noticed that he listens nicely. Prabhupada said, I could not understand everything my Guru Maharaj is speaking. He's speaking a very high philosophical level. Sometimes I notice that also there's a few speakers before me and after me that speak very philosophically and, you know, appreciate very much, but I don't retain everything. But somehow, the more you try to hear, then Krishna will allow you to speak also and give you blessings. Even that illiterate Brahmin in Ranganath Temple could not read, but still he was appreciating Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was one. How is it that you're appreciating Bhagavad Gita that you don't even read? And he had the vision of Arjuna and Krishna becoming his chariot driver, Parthasarathi. We have our Delhi Parthasarathi. That Krishna, God, the creator of everything, the master of everything, Bhoktarang Jagatapasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He's the supreme proprietor of everything and everyone. But he gives service to his devotee, becomes a charioteer. So he was appreciating that vision. So he was getting blessings from his guru because his guru instructed him, every day you do this. And he was doing it very humble, very sincerely, trying to obey his spiritual master. Not that he was puffed up and arrogant, thinking, oh, I have vision of Arjuna and Krishna. But he was appreciating because his guru Maharaj gave him that vision. So it's not a sentimentality that, oh yes, I have my guru, I've accepted a guru, is a show bottle that I have a guru. Sometimes wealthy people, they want to show you, I have my guru. But we have to follow the orders of Srila Prabhupada, the instructions, and follow his example, that whenever he speaks about Krishna. What is the saying? Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Very simple principle for a devotee. That if you're forgetting Krishna, then it's time to remember. And the best way to remember is by chanting his holy name and hearing. So this is the history of Ajamil. We've all heard the history. And this is a good lesson for all of us, how it is he had good consciousness, good opportunity, living the life of a devotee. Then material attraction came, distraction. He became contaminated, polluted consciousness. He desired all the things on the egotistic platform, the bodily platform, like all of us. We're distracted from Krishna. We're distracted from the spiritual world. Came to this material world. Now the agony of material life can be finished. Krishna's calling, time to come home. Srimati Radharani's calling, time to come home. Gaurachandra is calling, Jeev Jago, Gaurachandra Bole. How long will we sleep on the lap of the witch, Maya, illusion? And this medicine, Harinam, is the best medicine. And what is the formula? Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So one can chant the holy name of the Lord if he's in a humble state of mind, ready to offer respects to others, more tolerant than the grass. All day long they're trampling on the grass, more tolerant than a tree. So this is the formula given by the Lord himself, and we can actually take this to heart enthusiastically and go back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does anyone have any questions, comments? Maharaj, any corrections? I think Maha's there. He always has a good question. Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Guruji, I want a question. As you said that our principle is always remember Krishna and never forget him. And this is said that it's true because of chanting, right?
Bring it closer.
Yeah, it's true because of chanting.
Yes.
That we can remember Krishna always. But sometimes it happens that our chanting is not so proper and we are not unable to remember Krishna. So how do we imply more ourselves in chanting so that we will always remember Krishna and not forget him? So how we can cope up with this problem?
Good question. That our chanting is not that pure, and we're sometimes even forgetting Krishna while we're chanting. We may not know how the medicine is working, but we keep taking the medicine from our as prescribed by our doctor. So from wherever the mind wanders, you need to grab it and bring it back under control. Arjuna had the same problem. He said, controlling the mind like controlling the raging wind. You know, and it says even the intelligence of one, or the mind of one who's intelligent, it can wander off very easily. So that's been happening since time immemorial. But by staying in the association of devotees, by hearing the Bhagavatam class, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and trying to take to heart the teachings. I mean, really hearing that, okay, Cheto Darpana Marjanang Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam, that by chanting, all the dirt is being cleansed. And the best way to chant is by being meek and humble. Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. So although I'm chanting the name of Krishna, I have no attraction, but still, somehow or other, I'm following in the footsteps of the Guru Parampara. You're on the right path to recovery. Believe me, you're not the only one that has difficulty with the mind. I think everyone can say that the mind gives trouble, gives disturbance. Isn't that right, Maha? The mind gives... You have a question? This is my temple commander. Still. Although he's getting a little old now.
Well, definitely you could take steps to chant better rounds, especially if you're a manager. You know that at a certain time of the day you're going to get phone calls, it's going to be people coming into your office, and if you try to chant Hare Krishna then, it's your mind is constantly disturbed. If you get up early, turn off your cell phone and just concentrate, don't talk to anybody, because there's certain devotees who like to engage in conversation. Hey, Panchagoda, what's on the schedule today? What you going to do next week? So those type of people you avoid. And you have to use some common logic, common sense, that chanting Hare Krishna is the most important thing that Prabhupada gave us. And it's very easy to be distracted in management or friends or... So you have to, you know, use some logic and common sense. And when is the best time for me to chant Hare Krishna? put a do not disturb sign on your door, turn off your phones, and really concentrate. So anyway, that's my two cents.
I forgot to turn my phone off last night, and I think someone called me late last night. I think it was Dharmatma. No, it's a very good point. Temple commander is still instructing nicely, and we should do that. That if you don't take care to chant your rounds and make time to hear, then distractions will come again and again and again. Sometimes we're in the middle of meeting and I'll say, okay, time to finish meeting. We got to go to the temple for kirtan. You're right. People do want to ask you all kinds of questions, and sometimes they're irrelevant. And if we don't, the doctor has to take safeguard. You know, we may be preaching and trying to do different activities to help spread the Krishna consciousness movement, but we ourselves have to stay strong by following this recommended process of very carefully chanting our rounds and hearing attentively. And then the mind will be subdued. In due course of time, Krishna healed. Just like the clouds, when they're above us, we're in darkness. We can't see anything. But that sun, when the sunshine disperses the clouds, then the clarity comes. So the chanting of the holy name is what disperses the clouds. And we may not know how it works, but it has that potency. It'll take effect. Any other questions or comments? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.